Hello and welcome to the latest episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM Podcast Network. This episode is sponsored by Savory Spice Shop on Western Avenue. Please go visit Savory Spice for all your spice needs, including their new products, the Spice and Ready. I tried the curried lentils recently and it was great. I have my friend Andre on the podcast. This is like after a long podcast break. So we had a lot of fun talking about food service industry, food photography, food and art. So I hope you guys really enjoy this episode and let me know at OKC Over Easy on Instagram and Twitter if you liked it. All right. Bye.
Throw it out there.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
My friend Andre is here. Is that how you say it? Andre?
Yeah.
It's like laundry without the L.
Oh.
That's what I always tell people.
Yeah. All through growing up, I'm sure you were like, it's like laundry without the L.
Always. Yeah. Yes. Always.
We are in the year of our Lord 2019. It has been a couple months since I've recorded a podcast. There's been a lot going on, but we're back in business. OKC Over Easy is back in business, and I'm excited to have a new set of people to talk to.
Yeah.
And Andre and I are IG friends, and
we
became real life friends.
I love it. It's official.
At the Osteria opening, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But yes, she's here. She is recently graduated,
from thank goodness,
UCO.
Roll chose.
Which that, okay, so when I was at UCO, that was not a thing.
Oh, really?
I graduated 2010, so okay. It was a while ago. Our football team sucked.
Oh, like, it still does.
Well,
I'm sorry,
like,
UCO.
No, you can say it. I remember my friend Bryce being like, shout out to Bryce. He was like, does UCO even have a football team? I'm like, if I didn't work for the Alumni Association for like 7 years, then I wouldn't have known that. Because I had to work like every single football game. So like the worst torture for me because I hate football.
Aw, man.
Do you like football?
So I didn't enjoy football my entire life until I started dating my now fiance, who is a diehard OU fan.
Okay.
So he's converted me.
He has?
Yeah, very much so.
So Mike, my boyfriend, he is a diehard OU fan and he has not converted me.
No, not yet.
No. Okay. Well, I'm not open to it.
Oh,
I'm not. Because I don't know.
No, what you need to do is just go to a game day and then just get.
I've never been to a game.
That's why you haven't been converted yet. You haven't been like drunk at 9 a.m. at a game yet. Like, that's the problem.
Speaking of drunk at 9 a.m., she brought us some cans of wine. So let's crack into those.
Yeah. This is part of my grocery gap. So.
Oh, yes. I love it. We'll get to grocery gap in a second. So we have the Ava Grace Vineyards.
Yes.
I think I've had this before.
Okay. I'm a rosé like fanatic.
Freak. Okay.
Yeah, to the unhealthy point.
But I love rosé.
I'm okay with it.
Really good. But there's a lot of things, like, there isn't a lot of things I won't drink.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's crack into this wine and we'll get it popping. Yeah. So you're recently graduated. You love food.
Oh, I do.
And
I'm guilty.
Yeah. And I think I noticed you because you did a lot of food photography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of how I got started into the food scene, is that I've been doing photography since 2009. Mm. So I'm rocking and rolling. I'm like, oh, wow, it's 10 years.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So were you in high school?
Yeah. So I started my freshman year. I actually got thrown into a yearbook class.
Oh.
And I showed up and they're like, who's this girl? And I was like, I'm here to be a photographer. started in photojournalism and then did some portraits and weddings outside after I graduated, and then kind of became stagnant in my work. Got tired of photographing faces of people and tried to mesh my love of the food industry and my love for photography. And then that's just kind of how the food photos were born.
Okay.
I worked in the industry for quite some time. So.
Yeah.
Was ready to stop serving and bartending and start pushing my passion. So I just mixed the two.
And you've always been working in the restaurant industry.
I have since I was 18.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, not as long as others, but.
What restaurants have you worked at?
Okay. So I started at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
We all started a Buffalo Wild
Wings. Oh, you had to be a Buffalo at some time. Like,
yeah.
Started at Buffalo Wild Wings, and then I made a big leap and jumped to Flint.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got a real good taste of the restaurant industry in Oklahoma City. So worked there for several years, and then I skipped over to Mary Eddie's and opened that restaurant with them for a little while, and then took a break, and then I'd been at Whiskey Cake for the past 2.5 years, which I'm no longer there since November, but I do photos for them.
We will still talk about Whiskey Cake because
that's passionate about it. So, like, I'd love to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, love it. Okay, so before we get into the juice or the meat of the episode, let's do our segments. We are going to do the same segments this year, and I have a new segment that I feel like people will like because when I did my Instagram polls, everyone was like, I love when you talk shit about restaurants. Like, I'm not trying to, but I'm just going to give my opinion.
You know, you got to be honest.
So we'll have a new restaurant review as our third segment instead of the OKC talk thing. So eat of the week. What is your eat of the week? Do you have a restaurant or food or even like dish, snack?
So my eat of the week is super behind. I just got to try Patrono.
Okay, I've never been.
So this is going to get onto our conversation about Osteria.
Okay.
Well, but Patrono rocked my socks.
Like, really?
So fantastic.
Okay. Detail your meal.
Okay. We started out with bubbly rosé.
Mm.
The Ruffino, which was super delicious.
Yeah.
Crisp, clean, like.
I've seen that bottle in the store. I've had their Prosecco, but I don't think I've gotten their bubbly rosé.
I almost bought it for a steak because I saw it and I was like, oh, okay, I won't. But,
yeah.
but yeah, so had some bubbly rosé. We did the cured meats and cheese plate, which was phenomenal. I'm a big meat and cheese girl.
Yeah.
So I've had practically every charcuterie plate here in the city.
Okay.
And it was fantastic.
What, were the, I don't know the word, like the additions, like besides the meat and cheese, like what were the garnishes?
Right, sure, sure, sure. So they also, we also ordered an olive plate. So they did some olives and then they had two different sauces, which I really liked. It was kind of similar to like a pesto chimichurri type sauce, which I'm also a pesto fan.
Into.
And then there was this some type of butter. I can't remember exactly. I'd have to look it up. But it was like had saltiness, kind of like a sweet kind of thing going on, and the accoutrements, I'm trying to remember, some pickle nuts, I believe, but it was mostly just meat, cheese, and bread.
Okay.
Which usually for me, if I'm like going for a charcuterie plate, you gotta have your like your crunchy, your acidity, your sweetness to like.
I want like a little jam with it.
Yes, or a like mustard. A honey. Yeah, you have to have the sweeter element to go with that saltiness.
Yeah,
and kind of have this. The contrast back and forth is what you need.
So a thumbs up for the charcuterie board at Patrono.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cheese itself, I was just eating straight cheese.
How many types of cheeses
there
were there?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah. They had like a harder cheese, which had like a nice salty brine on it, which I really appreciated. And then they had one that was more spreadable. Kind of you could make that work. And then I think it was just a normal like, not super soft, but like a semi-soft cheese. So it had like a nice variation in types of cheeses.
I was at the Alpha Hive release party.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And there was a cheese person there from Laverna. It was, and the cheese was good. It was just funny because he gave us this cheese that was like spreadable.
Yeah.
And he just like plopped it on my plate. And so I like start eating. I'm like. I was like, I need a piece of bread with this. He was like, oh, you do? I was like, okay, bro.
I'm sorry.
I don't eat just like butter.
He's like, get a spoonful out and just
it
start.
Was good on the bread. Like, but I was like, no, my tongue is stuck to the top of my mouth. Yes, I need a piece of bread with this.
Don't judge me, okay? There's no problem with having bread.
The bread on my plate. I was like, okay.
So much shade, okay?
There's a lot of shade.
Man.
Okay, so then what did you have?
Okay, so then
that?
We had a variety of different entrees. They are, the people we were with got salads. I'm going straight down to business. I'm not filling up my stomach on crunchy water.
No.
Sorry. but I had the carbonara, and then I added chicken to it.
Ooh.
So good.
Okay.
It's one of the pasta dishes that has the over easy or sunny side up egg, you know?
She winks at me.
So then you get to break that egg yolk in there, get it all mixed around, get the creaminess. I had some bacon bits in it and like snow peas. So it had like this crunchy texture the noodles were on point.
Yeah.
The texture and consistency of them, it just was so unlike anything I'd ever had.
Because it's homemade.
It was a little bit more dense, and it had like a good texture to it. It was phenomenal. Ryan, my fiance, got the feature, which was like sun-dried tomato and basil risotto with scallops.
Yes. Wow.
The scallops would just like melt in your mouth.
That's what I love about eating at an Italian restaurant, because I don't want to make risotto at my house.
Okay, yeah.
Like, so that's what I always go for.
Yeah, you're like, yes.
Yes, especially at like Picasso, because they have that like really creamy risotto with the airline chicken.
Okay, yeah.
Have you had that?
I haven't had it.
It's got like a blue cheese cream sauce. It's delicious.
I haven't been to Picasso in quite some time.
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute. I usually just sneak over to the other room and just eat there instead.
You're like, let me get a pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you get for dessert?
Okay, we sucked. We skipped dessert.
Ooh.
But we went to our favorite, Cuppies and Joe.
Okay.
Afterwards, that red belt, the Sassafras cupcake.
Oh, okay.
Rocks my world every time.
The Boom Boom Pow is what I always go for.
Nice.
Have you had that one?
Yeah, I have. I've had like all of their cupcakes.
You're like, I'm a child of Cuppies and Joe.
It's just so good. My mother bakes, so I'm very particular about my cupcakes, but they every time are so consistent. And I've been going to them since the very beginning. So it's been really interesting to watch their recipes evolve and like watch them troubleshoot different things.
Yeah.
Like their icing used to be a little funky on their sassafras, but now it's just
so good.
Ryan will order like two different cupcakes. I'm like, no, I want two sassafras because the first one is delicious and I need a second one to like back it up and just bring it home.
I love that.
So we'll have to go back and get dessert.
Yes. I'll have to go to Patrono
Yeah. You need to. And one of the other things I was super impressed by, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit more with the growth of the food industry, is how the while battling this growth of restaurants, this service and the people who want to work in restaurants isn't really growing at the same pace.
Mm-hmm.
Service was on point.
Oh, good.
I was so impressed.
Yeah.
Our server answered every question we had and was ready to give suggestions as well. And then fantastic at upselling too, which I can always appreciate.
Yeah. You're like, I see what you're doing, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go for it.
You're like, you convinced me.
Yeah,
you put your effort in. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was super impressed.
Okay, I'll have to try it. Where our next like fancy meal is gonna be Valentine's Day at Cheever's. We both have gift cards, so we're gonna like ball out,
do it,
and it's gonna be awesome.
There's
so
no better meal than a free meal.
I mean, right? He was like, "Let's keep it at the amount." Like, I'm like, "Okay, try."
If we didn't, that was all free. Yeah, to begin
that's what
with,
I'm like. That's so what we're getting a deal. His mind does not work the same way. So, okay, let's move on to Grocery Gab.
Yes.
You said the canned wine was going to be a part of your Grocery Gab.
It was, yeah. So when this topic kind of came up, it kind of perplexed me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you've been to the new Homeland. I know this is super random, and it's not like super fancy Whole Foods, Trader Joe's type thing. But the new Homeland, the new night and day difference from what it used to be to what it is now.
I need to go in because I went on like the day it opened just to look at it. I'm sure it has improved since then.
Was it just chaotic when you went?
Yeah. It wasn't all done.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Why'd they open it then?
I don't know.
That's weird. Yeah. So I had just went like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it's been well opened and ready.
Yeah.
But I was impressed by their wine selection. Because I feel like a lot with the grocery stores, like, when Walmart got wine, it was Barefoot and Cupcake and like and the wines that aren't really wine.
Although Aldi is like Winking Owl and it's like $2.99 and you're like,
I just don't want a bottle of sugar.
Yeah.
I want some alcohol in there too.
You have to look at the alcohol percentage. That's one thing I've learned over the past like couple years.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You just have to. Otherwise you're...
Because I had been buying this box of wine and I'm like, this is good, but like, why, you know, like,
why is it this good?
Yeah.
Is it just
because it only has 9% alcohol in it.
Oh no.
Or something. I don't remember what it was.
If it's a boxy, it's gotta be way higher than that.
Yeah.
But they had the cute little canned wines and stuff. And I was like, and I think Ava Grace, I love their red blend, but I love the design on these cans.
Yeah.
I think they did a great job. And they also have their Pinot Grigio, which is like this design, but in like a a minty green type color.
Pretty.
And I just think, I was like, okay, Ava, you're being trendy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'll buy it. Yes. You won me off the shelf. You did.
I'm going to turn the heater down because yes. I'm like,
it's getting a little toasty.
Burning.
We're heating ourselves internally and externally.
I am going to.
Oh, wow. It like. They haven't adjusted to our weather that just keeps fluctuating like crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes this isn't in here. Shout out to Ryan. When we used to do like the Days of Our Lives, like Ferris would hide this from Ryan because he'd always change it and then not change it back. Okay. So new homeland.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you grocery shop though normally?
A variety of places.
Okay.
You've got your Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. I feel like there's not one place I go for absolutely everything.
Yeah, me either.
It's a variety of different Whole Foods I go for my fresh produce. Mm-hmm. Trader Joe's I go for some of the like more processed like bags of rice or some of their like cute little frozen things. But yeah, so it's just kind of a variety. Occasionally like the bad part about getting caught up in Walmart is like when I need to get like cosmetic products and other things while I'm there. And I'm like,
yeah,
shouldn't be buying from here.
But no.
Convenience is key sometimes. It's yeah. just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in.
I went grocery shopping the other day and I ended it at Savory Spice because Abel, he texted me and was like, I need to give you some stuff to try because
yes.
they're a sponsor. So shout out to them. Like
love
they're
them.
Always supporting the podcast. We hosted my first birthday party there.
Oh, really?
A couple years ago and we had a great time. So he gave me just like a bag of stuff.
What'd you get?
All of the like new like stuff that was on the meal planning.
Okay. Yeah. The new Spice and Easy.
Yes. Spice and Easy.
Yes. Which, if you guys don't know about Spice and Easy's, you need to get on them.
Like, listen,
ASAP.
They were great. I have only made one.
Which one do you remember?
The curried lentils.
Okay, I like.
They're so good.
Totally messed that one up.
You did?
I don't know what I did. Okay, so I don't cook very often. I'm just new into my my cooking lifestyle, and I don't know what I did wrong. It did not look like the picture. Let's just say that
they were really, really good. So I had friends over, and I made white jasmine rice, crispy chicken thighs
Ooh,
with like
nice.
Some garam masala seasoning on it. And then I made the curried lentils. I used half a bag. So the bag is like $10. I used half of it and it was more than enough for four servings.
Easily.
And there was two servings after that. So like that's a really good deal. And literally all you do is put onions and butter in it.
Yeah.
Like that's it. So I was like, this is amazing. And it was so good, so flavorful. And then I did like a yogurt tahini lemon sauce on top of it.
Yeah.
And everyone loved it. Just saying. But yes, you need to go check out the Spice and Easy's because those are like, I'm like, I don't need to buy anything. Like all I need to do
There's some you don't even have to buy stuff if you really don't want to.
If you don't want like, because a lot of them you add just like a protein to
Usually,
it.
Usually,
Yeah, so if you, like there's a taco soup one.
That's the one I made.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
Okay,
yeah,
so we have
just
that
added,
one.
We did ground turkey in ours.
I think he gave me all of them and then he gave me some spices that I was like out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, thank you. And he was like, just try them. Let me know if you like them.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you guys know. I've been getting into Indian flavors lately. So if you are interested in like curry at all, the curried lentils is really good. That's the only one I've tried so far.
Yeah, the taco soup was awesome. All we did is add the ground turkey and then spiced it up with some like avocado and sour cream.
Yeah.
And that's really, and then I got chips.
Was it spicy?
It wasn't overwhelmingly so, but it did have like those like taco spice seasonings in there, but it wasn't, I can't do spices. And so it wasn't overwhelming in any way.
Okay.
And then if you wanted to mellow it out, just do some sour cream in there.
Yeah.
But it's
great.
Perfect for people who don't have time to cook.
Yeah.
I mean, for the taco soup, all I did was ground the turkey, throw it in there, and let it steep for 20 minutes.
And you could put it in the Instant Pot, too.
Yeah,
like,
easily. Yeah. And then especially for, like, families and moms who are, like, coming home from work and don't want to cook for their kids, just throw
it
on the stove.
And there's tons of servings in it, too.
So much.
Yeah.
I had extras. I, like, ate it for dinner and then ate it for lunch for, like, the rest of the week. And I was like.
He also gave me the golden milk, which I'm really excited to try.
That one's interesting.
Southwest Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
Okay.
It's basically like the local company that manages all Coca-Cola products, the distribution. So they gave us meaning City County Health, They gave us this old Coca-Cola delivery truck, mm-hmm. a 16-foot truck. So not like a huge semi, but a pretty big truck. Mm-hmm. They just gave us this truck. I was not in my position, my current position, when they gave the truck to us. So I'm not sure what the, if they gave it to us with the intention of using it for getting fresh food out into the community. I assume that's why they gave it to us. So it is a, we have this truck. We sent it down to San Antonio to this company called Cruising Kitchens.
Okay.
And they retrofitted the whole inside have shelving and refrigeration and like prep space and a serving window. Mm-hmm. And then they brought the truck back. So it's a partnership between City County Health, the Regional Food Bank, now Southwest. I really need to get their
Coca-Cola.
Name right.
Coca-Cola.
Southwest Coca-Cola Beverages.
Okay.
And several of our board members put in some money to help with it. Mm-hmm. And then right now we're kind of in a partnership with Metro Technology Centers.
Okay.
So the truck, if you ever see it, the wrap around the outside of it is like bright, really bright big fruits and vegetables. And it says OKC Mobile Market. So mm-hmm. it's pretty hard to miss. So the original intention was to fill this truck with fruits, vegetables, shelf-stable items, poultry, meat, like meat, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. So like a mini grocery store. Mm-hmm. And take it into neighborhoods that have really bad access to grocery stores, mm-hmm. Typically called, we call them food deserts.
Okay.
So there's certain zip codes in the county mm-hmm. that are deemed food deserts.
Yeah.
So a lot of people in those zip codes get their grocery, like we'll go to the gas station or like the mom and pop mm-hmm. corner store to get their some of their food.
Yeah.
And obviously we know there's not mm-hmm. a lot of healthy options there.
Yeah.
So that was the original purpose. We, after kind of going round and round with the food bank and trying to figure out who, how are we going to price this? Like, this is really a small business. Mm-hmm. Who is going to manage the money? Mm-hmm. Is this really going to be a huge barrier for some people? So we have moved more into using it just as a point of distribution. Mm-hmm. And we're just doing fruits and vegetables for right now.
Okay.
So we've taken the truck out, I think, 4 times. Mm-hmm. And we work with the food bank. Sometimes we purchase food from the food bank and they're kind of like our middleman.
Okay.
So they work with their wholesale suppliers. And so I'll order like pineapples, carrots, bell peppers, celery, and strawberries. Mm-hmm. And some of it is donated items okay. that the food bank is already planning to give away. And okay. some of it we purchase through the food bank. So like we went out this past Thursday. We went to, and the partnership was with Metro Tech is that we go and serve their students.
Oh, okay.
And it's completely free. So we took out the business model of having people pay for items. And we're just trying it out with just giving away. Everyone walks up and can get a 10-pound bag.
See, that's awesome.
Fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, that's great.
And so we've gone out to Metro Tech 3 times. We had the truck at 2 other community events. So I guess we've taken it out 5 times. But we kind of worked with Metro Tech just to get our feet wet and figure out, like, from A to Z, what does this look like? Who does what? Mm-hmm. Like, how long does it take? Just the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we've kind of gotten a system down. Now we are really wanting to take the truck into neighborhoods.
Okay.
And making it a lot more neighborhood based mm-hmm. and getting volunteers from neighborhoods and maybe even like offering them a stipend. Mm-hmm. And so really making the truck more of a local neighborhood thing.
Yeah.
Where people learn, oh, every Monday the truck is in my neighborhood at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we've done a little bit of surveying of our participants at Metro Tech
yeah.
to figure out how they would rate their food insecurity. Mm-hmm. So we ask questions on a survey, like an anonymous survey, like how often are you worried that you won't have enough food to make it to the end of the month?
Yeah.
So that's like a way to gauge someone's food security.
Okay.
So a lot of the neighborhoods we're wanting to go into, or they're all food deserts. They're mm-hmm. all within our target zip codes. Mm-hmm. The city of Oklahoma City has kind of picked out a few neighborhoods
yeah.
that they want to work with us on and getting the truck to go to those neighborhoods. So it's a work in progress. We've, like I said, we've taken it out 4 or 5 times. It's really fun
yeah.
to work on.
Yeah.
Like when people walk up, they're seeing their faces is really cool.
Yeah.
Because they're like, wait, this is free?
Yeah.
Like, and it's good produce.
It's good
produce. It's not like crappy produce that the food bank wants to get rid of. Like, mm-hmm. it is nice stuff. There's strawberries sitting here in front of me yes. that I brought. So on Thursday, we gave away strawberries, mangoes, bell peppers. Oh, what else did we do? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
And we always include recipes okay. in the bag, too. So everyone can go home and try a new recipe.
Yeah.
So that is the OKC Mobile Market. We have funding to keep it going in this way for probably like a year.
Okay.
That's some of the ways that they can make things cheaper. And that's also some of the ways that people get really annoyed with Aldi.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I really like finding deals. That's like one of my favorite things. So I really like Aldi. And I think you said it one time. You are in a different mindset yeah. when you're shopping there.
Yeah. When you're going to Aldi, you're a person who has their life together. You're meal planning. You know what you need. You know Aldi has it. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to go and you're going to find the deal because you are.
You got it.
You've got it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for me, walking into Aldi, I'm like, what do I even do here? I get my hummus thing,
yeah.
some veggie chips. I look at the apple cider vinegar and I'm like, oh, it's great. And then I like keep moving.
I really like Aldi for parties. Let me just explain Aldi. Okay. So you walk in and
it's a little easy river.
It's like a little lazy river. Yeah. You just get in the little float mm-hmm. and you just float on down past the chips.
Right.
And the chocolate. And, like, bags of chips, you know, like, good tortilla chips, they're, like, $2, mm-hmm. you know. They've got some of my favorite Aldi stuff is they have a chocolate chili bar. That's really delicious. And they have a lot of gluten-free and organic options as well. So they have a brand that's called Live G-Free, and that's a lot of people that have a gluten intolerance that I know purchase that brand and they really enjoy it.
They have that grass-fed meat.
Yeah, that was another thing. Good. So another thing about Aldi is that they have these special deals and they had 3 pounds of individually packaged grass-fed beef. So it was... So you could just tear one off and put mm-hmm. two of them in the freezer and use them mm-hmm. For $17.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean.
For grass-fed.
Yeah. That's great.
Like.
It's a great deal. You're like, maybe I should go back and get some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say back on the Lazy River moment is that at some point I had to go back towards where you enter mm-hmm. to get the chips.
Yeah.
And it felt like I was doing something illegal.
Yeah.
Like once you go past that front aisle. Mm-hmm. You just have to keep going.
Because you can't just go back on a lazy river.
Right.
You know?
And I was like, is somebody about to stop me because I'm carrying this hummus back towards the entrance? And it's like, no. No one is going to do that.
Oh, but. Another thing, back to the cart thing. This guy was like,
yeah.
want to save yourself a quarter? Like, and was going to give us his cart.
He was really nice.
With the quarter in it. And it was just very sweet.
Which I think was another thing that I've said is that the humanity aspect of it. You know, like when I was checking out, there was this younger man uh-huh. helping this older woman, like, empty her cart.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just got to rely on your brother at Aldi to really get you out of the way faster.
So we talk about this on the Trader Joe's episode, but Aldi and Trader Joe's were started by brothers. And then they split off. So they have a lot of the same products. They are packaged by, you know, the same private labels. So I'm pulling back the curtain a little bit, but I've already done the Trader Joe's episode. And we bought this creamy cilantro dip. And so when I was looking at kind of these specialty foods, which you can't really... You cannot put a price on cheap, fancy cheese. You know, like, they had fancy cheese, they have fresh mozzarella, they have goat cheese, they have all sorts of stuff for really, really, really good prices. And I was looking at that area, and they had a creamy cilantro dip. So it looked the exact same as what I got at Trader Joe's. I bought it, and then I came home and compared the ingredients, and they're the exact same ingredients.
You won.
I won. I won a I won a Trader Joe's Aldi pack. So
you
if you are a fan of Trader Joe's products, which I wish I knew how much I had paid for the cilantro dip at Trader Joe's. I think it was like $2.20 at Aldi. And you don't like the Hawaiian shirts of Trader Joe's, then you just go to Aldi and get yourself some creamy cilantro dip.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting and neat.
That is neat. That's a development.
One time I saw LaCroix at Aldi,
and they had a turntable. For $24.
All right. Let's talk about that then.
In the little section that says items priced as marked.
Like, so a turntable, like as a record player.
Yeah.
And a USB.
Oh, yeah.
It had a USB port,
I guess. It seemed decent.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a turntable. Okay, the other thing about Aldi is that you sometimes cannot... I just got a flashback of, like, taking Ryan to Aldi last year and him just, like, being like, this is the worst place I've ever been in my life.
That makes so much sense for him. I
know. So if you want to...
Ryan loves Target.
I know. If you want to listen to that, you can listen to last year's Grocery Gauntlet.
This is an opposite of a shout-out to Ryan.
Yeah, this is an
I don't know why I'm throwing shade. He's really nice to me.
Ryan Sarah says you're a hater. He's not listening to this. No. There's no way he's listening to this. But we did Aldi and Target last year, which seems like I really messed up the bracket last year.
That's when I went on that date with the guy. And then you had it. You were inspired by Dates of Our Lives.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, then we did Dates of Our Lives.
That's crazy.
I do a radio show. Well, it's kind of a radio show, I guess.
It is a radio show.
It is kind of. It's on the Spy and KOSU called Dates of Our Lives. If you are interested in listening to it, we're going to do a live show, at the end of this month. If that's something that interests you, then you can do that. So I guess just a little promo for Dates of Our Lives.
You should.
Yeah. So what was
are
I talking
about? Are
we going
to get sued for defamation
from Winco? For Winco? Yeah. No, we didn't say anything that wasn't true. Did we?
I don't know.
Unless that Hanson magazine you just made up.
No. That was real. So were all the meats.
The frog legs.
It's not often that you can just see something's lacking. You know, it has too much meat. I shouldn't say things.
You're my favorite podcast guest. Gosh. Okay.
Right, sorry.
We'll just get back on the Lazy River.
Yes.
Another thing about Aldi is that you have to bag your own groceries.
Yeah.
But I noticed the checker was bagging groceries for people.
Okay.
Just
what? I didn't notice that.
The kindness of her heart.
Oh.
Yeah. She just put everything in one bag.
Okay.
And then gave it to him.
Yeah.
So they didn't have that much.
There was the older woman who was, again, in front of me. Mm-hmm. She didn't bag anything, and she had a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt very creepy.
Because you were looking at her stuff?
No, because after you left, I, like, drove around, and she was still at her car.
Oh,
and so
one.
I got out, and I was like, would you like some help? And
yeah.
She was like, no, I like to just take my time. So I was like, okay. And then I just felt, you know.
Okay, let me back up, because you guys are probably not understanding this. But when we were walking out, we were behind this old woman who was going so slow.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she ramps her car in. into the door.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I'm just slow. And then walked away. But I did not know that you stopped.
So I went back. I like parked my car and everything, thinking, what if she's an angel in disguise? I have to help her. She did have beautiful eyes.
Aww.
But refused my assistance.
Okay.
And then I was like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I just need to let you live.
No, I think that if you feel like someone's an angel, then you you probably should just follow your feelings. Oh, man. But we didn't spend that much time in Aldi.
We did. We went pretty quick.
I feel like a terrible podcast.
We went pretty quick,
but I've been in Aldi 1,000 times. Sarah's been in Aldi 1,000 times. We kind of knew what we were going into. So the thing with Aldi is that you may not be able to get everything you need.
Right.
But...
they have beach mats.
Okay. also have a section full of just random seasonal stuff, which one time I saw chair covers, like cushions for your outdoor stuff, and I almost bought some because they were like super cheap, but I didn't, and then I went back and they were gone. So they have seasonal stuff, and then there's a very limited paper products, like paper towels, and
very limited feminine products.
I didn't even see any.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be your one-stop shop, but you can get eggs, dairy, all that kind of stuff for a low price. Now, I've never had a problem with their like pantry staples, but if you are someone that really, really cares about your yogurt, I really like to eat Siggy's yogurt because it tastes very good, and it's also low in sugar and high in protein. Mm. So that's one thing that I
should try that.
Yeah, I'll show you. That's one thing that I look for in a grocery store. Well, I'm not going to be able to get that at Aldi, but I can eat their cottage cheese. Like, that's okay, you know. So that's one thing that you're like, you may not be able to get everything you want, like Winco, but it's just a nicer. I think it's a calmer, nicer.
It's smaller. Yeah. There's fewer people.
Yeah, I just think it's a nicer experience.
I recommend it for introverts.
Yeah.
Maybe Winco maybe is more of an extrovert's game.
Yeah, yeah. Am I an introvert or extrovert? I feel you have to decide that for yourself. I feel like I ride the line so much. So I think we've decided. This was an easy one. Aldi. Yeah. For sure.
Although, yeah, Winco was like a spice in our life tonight.
Right. It was a spice in our life. Yeah. And if you're prepping for Trump's America, then that's something that's
you definitely want to go there.
Yeah.
They have cow hooves for your dogs.
Yes, they do have.
Lots of options for dogs.
Lots of options. And then everybody walking around, I was like, are they prepping? Are they preppers? Like, I don't know. Maybe we should watch an episode of that TV show and see if they shop at Winco.
Maybe. That's a good idea. I think I'm going to delete Tinder.
Okay. What? in the 36 minutes that we've been recording?
Yeah, I'm just not ready.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
What about that guy?
He seems, I don't know, fine.
He says he's kind.
Yeah, okay.
Say yes. Okay.
I don't want to do this.
Spoiler alert, she didn't match. Maybe later.
No, I don't want to do this. No.
She's swiping so fast right now. Wait, go back. I like that. You can't do that on Tinder. No. You don't want Tinder Plus. Let me see. What is that?
I just can't. I'm not.
Maybe you just get Bumble.
I'm actually
going so fast.
I'd be really fine with an arranged marriage.
Okay. Anyone out there that wants to set an arranged marriage up for Sarah, then just hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
And
this guy, never mind.
I think there's a piece of bacon on my.
I think so too. I've been avoiding it.
No, it's cheese. It's just dried cheese. Okay. So I've been asking everybody, and this is like a. She's still swiping left on everything. This is kind of like a spur of the moment question, but do you have an eat of the week?
Eat of the week? What am I eating?
Something that you're really enjoying eating, like a sandwich from Sprouts.
No, I actually feel kind of frustrated with my sandwich from Sprouts.
Okay. Do you have a reverse eat of the week?
Okay, but I love Sprouts. Okay. I'm a huge Sprouts fan.
Okay.
That one I could talk about a ton
with,
but I have been going occasionally getting these spinach turkey sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I got one yesterday. Literally had 5 leaves of spinach on it. And I'm like...
Are they cutting back? Are they dialing back?
I think it just depends on the person who's making them and their value for spinach or for cheese. Because I had 2 slices of Munster cheese.
Yeah.
But 5 leaves of spinach. And I'm like, I would rather reverse that and not get heart disease.
Do they heat it for you?
Yes.
Okay. So it melts. The cheese gets melted.
So it's like, it's really nice. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need more spinach.
Okay. Can you ask for more spinach?
I think next time I would.
Okay.
Next time, I mean, I was kind of in a rush, so I was like, eh. My other eat of the week. Okay, I mentioned this at Winco, but there's this different... Usually I've been a Sabra hummus person. Mm-hmm. I judge a store by their hummus selection. Mm-hmm. Winco had an okay diverse, you know, group. And I don't know the brand, but it's white bean hummus or edamame hummus. And those are both really delicious.
What does the edamame hummus taste like? Does it taste like...
Kind of tart.
Okay.
It's kind of tart, but savory...
So I've had white bean hummus before, and it's very good. It's, like, very smooth. But edamame hummus, like, because edamame has such a distinctive taste that I don't know how that would go
It's really good. And I like to eat them with plantain chips.
Oh, plantain chips are the best. Yeah, yeah, they're the best.
So,
okay. Well, I guess we can close with we went and got tacos.
Right.
At the
Supermercado.
Yeah. The Hispanic grocery store, which you will hear in like a couple weeks. I did an episode with my friend Marissa, and we went to the Hispanic grocery store. They're great. But yes, we got tacos. I got chicken. You got pork. No, you got pork.
You got pork. I got chicken.
I have to go back to work tomorrow, and I'm like, I don't want to do it. I got pork. She got chicken. Did you like them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were great.
They were good.
They were good. Okay, so.
Are we grading them? Do we give them a number?
No, we chose Aldi.
Yeah, well, Aldi wins.
Yeah, Aldi wins.
For its peaceful environment.
For the lazy river aspect.
For the lazy river aspect.
But there will be a poll on Twitter open from Monday to Wednesday night.
Right.
Or probably Sunday night to Wednesday night. And then people can vote. And then at the end... What?
Yeah, people can hate on my opinion on Winco.
I would love to hear
everybody. I would love to hear people talk about what they like about it.
If you want to email me, you can email me at okcovereasy@aol.com. I will forward the message to Sarah. Yeah. And you can also find me on Instagram and Twitter. If you already follow me on Instagram, you've already seen... Excuse me. You've already seen all of the Grocery Gauntlet Instagram stories that I've done so far. I think I've recorded four or five episodes, and but I'll be doing more in the future, so you can follow my Instagram stories for that, and then there's also okcovereasy.com. There'll be more information on the website, and then obviously Twitter, that's where you're going to get your Twitter polls to vote.
Get those Twitter polls. Okay, so if Aldi wins, and then who does it potentially go up against?
Aldi will go up against the winner of Homeland or Buy for Less.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are a little bit... It's a little bit
and
harder.
That's Bryce?
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that'll be up... That'll be up on Monday. That episode will be up on Monday.
Ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready, too. So everybody go on Twitter and vote. It's OKC over easy. You can... Are you private still?
I'm private.
Okay. Don't follow Sarah. She's got stuff to say that you don't really need to read, so... that's it. That's all for today. Thank you for being on Grocery Gauntlet. I love you too.
You're my best.
I know, you're my best friend. And you guys have a good day.
Bye.
See you Monday. Bye. So we had a good experience at Sauced. I would say Sauced and Hideaway are like probably my favorites.
Right.
I wanted to mention one place that's a local place that is important, I think, to talk about is Humble Pie.
Yeah.
It's in Edmond, which is too far, but it's too good. This is what Judy said. She said, too far, too good. It's a Chicago-style deep dish. It's really a great place to eat pizza, but it's in Edmond, you know, so that's kind of far.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Norman. We'll talk about some Norman places in Judy's episode, but I just wanted to give a shout out to Humble Pie because they also have a giant like 1 pound of cheese pizza competition that you can like order it, and it's like the 72 ounce steak.
Okay.
Like if you in Amarillo, Texas, if you order the 72 ounce steak and you eat it, you get it for free or whatever.
Right.
It's kind of like that. It's just a giant pizza, and I remember us talking about it all the time in college. But Humble Pie is a great local place, but it is far. So if there's any places that we missed that you think fall into the local, just tweet me and I'll let you know if we have covered it in another episode.
Right.
But
Bryce has a podcast called Screaming with Bryce. You should go listen to it. It's all about pop culture. One of my favorite episodes is the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them episode.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so listen to that one or listen to whatever. If you like Gilmore Girls, there's 3 hours of Gilmore Girls coverage. So go ahead and listen to his stuff. His SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/screamingwithbryce. And then his Twitter account is screamingwbryce.
Nope.
What is it?
My Twitter's just Screaming Bryce.
Oh, okay. Screaming. Yeah. Your Twitter's just Screaming Bryce. Sorry, I tried to outro you and I fucked up.
And then my personal's Bryce Waller.
Yeah, follow him.
You'll find me.
And send him emails too if you want to.
You can
send me emails as well. I haven't gotten anything in the mailbag lately. And you can find me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see over easy on Instagram. I'm posting all the pictures of the pizza that I've been eating. And I don't feel that great lately because
I've been doing this for you all. A little respect.
Just follow me on Instagram. And to everybody that has been following me on Snapchat, I am going to move away from my OKC over easy stuff on Snapchat and just keep it, you know, for personal for personal reasons, for snaps of cats and animals in my neighborhood. And you can follow me. So I'll be doing like Instagram stories, for fridge tours and stuff like that. So follow me on Instagram. You can also follow me on Twitter. Okay, see over easy. I'm pretty active on there. And that's it for now. Follow Bryce. Follow me. Let me know your favorite pizza. And thanks.
Yeah, I want to know, like, who out of these, what's your favorite pizza?
Uh-huh.
And, like, do you have any hot takes?
Yes, we want to hear the hot takes.
Tweet them.
Yeah, tweet them at us, and I'm very interested in them. So, and if you want to email me, you can email me at okcovereasy@aol.com.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, thanks, Bryce.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week for chain restaurant pizza.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it is a doozy. So, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.